Hey, it is Kiefer backstage at Bonnaroo. We have Adam and Tyson, two gallants. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, let's start with the name, the band name. Tell me about James Joyce and the book that it came from and how you decided on this name.
Well, we were just reading. We were taking a class at City College in San Francisco together when we started the band, I guess. We didn't really realize that we were starting a band. We were just kind of playing music in Tyson's basement or his garage. And we were reading Dubliners, which is what the story's from, and I don't know, it just kind of seemed to make sense, but we didn't put that much thought into it, to be honest. It just kind of happened, because it was more like we all of a sudden were getting offered all these shows, and so we just had kind of had to name ourselves something, and it appeared, I guess.
Was there anything about the story that appealed to you?
Kind of. I think we thought there were some like parallels to our personalities at the time, but I honestly haven't read the story since then, so I don't even know if they still stand up. But.
Well, I mean, I think there's a bit of irony in it too, because, you know, we were sort of just 21, 22 years old, like both just kind of kids, you know, thinking like in San Francisco, like thinking we're all romantic and gallant, but you know, we're just like shy and drink too much.
The basic rock and roll lineup generally is, you know, as most people know, it is, you know, two guitars, bass, and a drum. But you guys have just gone with the guitar and drum. You know, what was the appeal of keeping it like that?
Well, I mean, I think originally it was mostly about retaining the simplicity, so as to not cover up any of just the inherent beauty not to cover up the story by like too many elements. You know, I think that, you know, we thought that it just seemed like the songs didn't really need much else, you know, like if there wasn't another element, it would have kind of affected it. So actually it wasn't our choice. We even like made flyers to like look for a bass player and stuff, but as we kept on playing and no bass players showed up, we just kind of decided that it didn't really need it, you know.
The record, The Bloom and the Blight, you talk about a very personal catharsis that you went through, and this album is kind of a release of that. Were you feel comfortable talking about what happened that you know, and I'm referring to the Houston incident that this album grew out of?
This album didn't grow out of that incident. I mean, that happened kind of a while ago.
Okay.
But,
Well, then maybe let me back up then. I was under the impression you probably did. But you said you'd both gone through some hard stuff personally, and that kind of came out in this record. Am I wrong on that?
I guess we definitely had gone through a couple things that were, you know, respectively, both pretty hard for both of us, you know, that we went through on our own, because we took a little break before we recorded this record. And so, you know, I don't really know if that's the kind of stuff that you can like see a direct connection between. You know, there aren't any songs that like, to me, like personally directly reference anything, but I guess it's more of just an emotional state that the album came out of. You know, we have both just kind of been through a tough year or two, and you know, just some personal things kind of got in the way, and I'm sure they influenced or directed the album in some way, but I can't really see anything. You know, I can't put my finger to anything in particular.
You know, we're talking about album art here at Bonnaroo. Have you played Bonnaroo before?
Yeah.
When did you play?
I think it was 2007. But I'm not positive.
Do you remember anything about the performance? Anything that stood out for you?
No. Well, nothing terrible happened, at least.
Well, I remember being like feeling sort of kind of like nostalgic, or interacting in this environment in America is rare for us. I mean, we've been over to Europe and play a lot of these festivals and experience that environment like in that context. So I remember coming here and going to Bonnaroo and was like, wow, this is like American's version of a festival. It's pretty crazy. You know.
Were there differences or similarities that stand out for you?
Well, mainly it's great to see that a lot of people are in one space and getting along really well, you know. And then you can get into the specifics if you want, but that's just inherent in the different areas, different cultures, all that stuff. But that was really nice to see, because I think in comparison, in our experience, like being able to play over there, there's a little bit of a more communal thing going on. And now that coming to Bonnaroo, it's nice to see that like we Americans can have fun with each other too, you know, apart from baseball games and and stuff like that.
One of the themes at Bonnaroo this year is we're talking about album art, The Bloom and the Blight. It's right behind you. Tell me what's going on. Is that a picture of both of you on the cover?
Yeah. That is us when we were, I don't know how old. We've been friends for a really long time. So, you know, we met in kindergarten. And this, it looks like we were like 7, maybe 8. I can't really tell.
Yeah.
I don't remember when this happened, so I can't really say what was going on here. But I guess we're playing dress up or doing something kind of silly.
Playing dress up.
I don't really know. It doesn't really, none of it really, like, there's no, I don't know, cohesiveness to like either of our costumes. So we were just being silly kids, I guess.
Well, was there a reason why you chose that? Was it just because it just looked kind of silly?
I don't know. I mean, I guess after like taking a time off from playing with each other, we kind of wanted to send a slight message of solidarity or something, okay. You know, like to let our fans know that we're still tight and that, you know, we have a lot of history and, yeah. And so it just seemed like, and you know, kind of like had a bit of a statement on its own just to show how like deep our friendship is and that, you know, other stuff doesn't really get in the way of that, you know.
We're also asking people to pick out their favorite Beatles album based on the album art, but we realize that, you know, sometimes somebody's favorite Beatle album cover doesn't always match up with their favorite Beatle album. Well, let's start with you, Adam. Which Beatles album, just based on the artwork, is one that always kind of drew your eyes to?
Well, I guess I would say Rubber Soul, because of the whole story behind how they got that, like, kind of elongated look to it. Apparently they were like projecting the photograph onto a blank record sleeve and then it slipped back, so the record was at an angle like this, or the projection, you know, came elongated on the record they were looking at, and then they all like freaked out because they were all starting to take acid, I guess, and thought it was so cool. And then so then they asked the photographer to like make the actual image the way it looked projected in the kind of warped way that they saw it. And I don't know, I thought that was kind of a cool story. If that's true or not, I don't know, but that's probably one of my favorites. But that's a cool story. I don't know about you.
I was gonna pick Rubber Soul as well.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
But
I mean, outside of Rubber Soul, I think it would be Revolver. Is one of my favorite covers, just for, I mean, representing a certain period of time for the Beatles and the shift. I think that the art of the record like really displays that, for like kind of like the biggest band in the world to do this very kind of bizarre sort of Dada-ist like art cover. I think it's really, I don't know, I just always thought it looked cool, and especially like represent that shift in their sort of artistic direction of that period, you know.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you by. Two Gallants. The record is The Bloom and the Blight, and it's a good one. It's a very good record, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we are backstage at Bonnaroo.